Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
To the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Gentleman looking over his notes. He works on this show every week. One show ends, the next one begins. He's got a lot of notes, a lot of minutes, been to a lot of different meetings. We're talking about the iconic actor. We're talking about the all-pro defensive end. We're talking about the one, the only, Fred Dreyer.
You know, I used to fake him out at in Ram and team meetings. I would.
How did you do that?
I would pretend I'm taking notes.
You really?
I just
like
did.
You.
Did you see it? Did you see what I did?
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
No, did you see what I did though?
No, let's see.
You know, while you're talking, and I'm going through it like this and realizing, where's my notes? And it created anxiety in the audience. And like, wouldn't you? You hope Fred's notes are okay. And here I am.
You are a great public speaker. I was at an event.
Oh, that's the one thing I'm not.
You are. You were at the Reagan Library, and I remember and following you was Larry Elder, and I'm thinking, you should maybe go out and speak to some groups and things. You've got a lot of interesting thoughts and processes that you could enlighten us with based over your career. We're going to talk about some of them on the show today because we're talking about all these stupid contracts that people are signing or not playing football or they're not going to go in. Fred did it all years ago, and he'll maybe impart some of that knowledge to not only you up-and-coming sports possibilities out there, but everybody needs to know how to handle their own business. Am I right, Fred?
Well, you do. What's really dangerous is that you've got young people who are young. And
that's why they call them young people.
Who are not exactly prepared for the world anyway. And then you multiply that danger with hundreds of millions of dollars.
And then you add in an idiot agent that all he cares about is how much he can chalk onto the contract because his commission then that he gets goes up.
Well, that's between the family of the kid and the kid himself.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so there you have it. You handled your own thing, though. You didn't have an agent at the time.
I had an attorney, a very good friend of mine, John Thomas, out of Westwood, Stanford lad. And we had a great time together, just laughing it up and just carving our path through life. You know?
And Fred learned at that time how to talk it right up to the post to tell you that we'll be back here with more. But you should email Fred, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.
Oh, please do. Please do.
84% of women wish they'd been given more information prior to getting an abortion, with over 900,000 abortions annually, and less than 1% due to rape or the life of the mother. It's time for us to find a way to save women and preborn boys and girls from abortion. The nationwide telecare network from Compass Care can reach and serve women with a trained pro-life nurse before the abortionist does. Serve women and save babies by making a $40 donation to saveababy.us. That's saveababy.us. Hi, Michael Horn here for Balance 7. Balance 7 is a supplement I use in my diet every day. Balance 7 is here to balance your stomach for each day of your life. Keep your body in balance, not too acid, not too alkaline. Use Balance 7 as your personal body supplement. Boost your immune system, too. Call 800-793-9039 and get Balance 7 with 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Mention my name, Mike. That's 1-800-793-9039. Mention Mike.
Imagine. Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a 2-night, 3-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Welcome back here. Cameras were hot, but the mics weren't at first. Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is this gentleman right here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, we're starting the week off. I've never seen it hop to action on our YouTubes and our video feeds over here. We're on Facebook Live, and we've got the chat room open. And already, let's see who's got some comments for you. First off, Rachel is saying, hello, Mike Horn. Hello, Fred. How you doing? And then Katrina says, hey, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn. How you all doing today? Enjoy watching you all on CRN and the Fred Dreyer Show. I enjoy watching you on Hunter Fred on Land's End. And she says, and my mom, Rachel Joan G. Shelley, is having a birthday. It was yesterday, and she wants you, Fred, and me to wish her a very belated happy birthday. I say belated to happy birthday, Rachel.
Absolutely, Rachel. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday, dear Rachel.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, you might as well group your birthday and my birthday together happy with birthday. Rachel's.
Yeah, you had a birthday in July.
Yeah, we can go back that far.
We can. You can still do that. It's a summertime thing, and are we into fall yet? Sort of. We're kind of moving there.
No. We're in September.
It's September. What is it? The 21st or something? Equal day, equal night, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's the autumn equinox.
152 days versus 113 days.
We're scientists when we don't do this show. We actually are in the lab.
We have our crib notes.
Yeah, we do. Fred was one of the first guys to tell you how fast a quarterback could unload the ball, how fast the ball was going, and how quickly Fred could catch it. He had all these doctors around the arena.
I look like Oppenheimer. I look like Oppenheimer chasing quarterbacks, just to give him the facts. It's useless trying to get away from Sultan.
When you first arrived at the New York Giants training camp, you had that old standard stopwatch with you, and people thought you were a coach at first, and you were just taking notes on how quickly Fran Tarkington was able to unload the football, right?
Yeah, and I had a little small air horn with me.
Did you really?
A bullhorn. And I would say, not fast enough, Mr. Tarkington. You're not getting away from Sultan.
That's good. I wish I could have been. I would have brought you one of my mic horns. I have mic horns I should give you.
All right, let's get into a couple more thoughts here before we get into the crux of the show, because we do have a lot of things to talk about here. Let's see. Diane is talking to us. She's in Portland, Oregon. I think this might be the first time she's commented to us. And she's in Portland. You ever been up there, Fred?
Well, they make cement up there. Portland
they,
cement.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay, Pacific Northwest up there. She says, greetings from Portland. Do you gentlemen have any thoughts about what's going on in the Pac-12? Now, I don't even think it's called the Pac-12 anymore, is it, Fred? There's lots of talk, she says, about it here in the Pacific Northwest because the Ducks and those guys are still stuck in the Pac. Is it six now?
You know what you have now?
What do you have?
You have a bag of marbles that used to be a great bag of marbles. Now it's half full, and they're spilled all over the place, and nobody can figure out what to do about it.
It's all about money. It's all about the TV rights.
This is crazy. This is the biggest disgrace in American sports. This is the biggest disgrace. And here's my question. They still haven't, I believe, they still have not, they, the NC2A and the various major universities that are driving this UIL, LUI, whatever it is, the licensing for your, paying kids to play football in college.
I think it's UL, Underwriter Laboratories.
Underwriter Laboratories.
I think, I don't know.
But they don't have a wits idea at all about how, come on in here, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Gary will shed some light on this. He really does. Mike, can you get over there? And Mike Gary, who has nothing to do with this show other than the operations
director. He just
director.
Passes by.
Yes, and then jump in there, Mike. Oh, hi, Mike. It's good to see you here. Okay, and so...
Wait, let me finish what I was saying.
Yeah, finish what you're saying, Mike. Yeah. Don't jump in quickly. Okay, go ahead.
I'll address you and bring you into it, Mike.
Okay, go ahead.
That the college knuckleheads have not figured out how to disperse the money and who gets it. Does every kid playing college football get some kind of a pittance, or is it just the top five or six people that they would like to recruit? There's a lot of hopping around from one team to another through the portal. Teams are losing and gaining players left and right. And what you see Deion Sanders doing, he went out and got 100 players and seeded his team.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. He did a job.
So he's doing a great job coaching and organizing his coaching staff.
Maybe they put him in the Pac-12, possibly.
No.
Okay.
He has to. He'll be crushed if they puts him in anything else other than what he's doing now. He's got his son, who is a terrific player, and they're going at it tooth and nail, and it's going to be a real interesting season in that standpoint.
Let's get an update from Mike Gary, who is our Pac-12. Just slide into the press box there if you can, Mike,
there you
a little
go,
bit.
Mike.
Yeah, a little more tighter in there if you can.
Be careful.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. Mike Gary in the press box here at the Sports Lounge with the Fred Dreyer Show. So what's going on? Is the Pac-12 still 12 this year? Is it still 12?
Well,
hold on a second. Let me turn your mic on. There you go.
I just wanted to pipe in here before I take off to beat the traffic. Is that the
you have not a chance in hell.
Pac-12 teams. This is the last year of the Pac-12. We've seen a mass exodus, but Pac-12 teams, the Conference of Champions.
This is the last year, right?
The last year, 13-0.
They all
13-0 in this first week. In this first week, and they're disbanding the Conference of Champions. And this, we got Wisconsin, we got Washington State, we got Cal. And so, what's going to happen to these great teams, great institutions? That is.
There we go. Yeah, go ahead.
Great institutions, not only athletically, but also academically, like Cal, like Stanford, like San Diego State, great colleges.
Aztecs.
Go Aztecs, my beloved Matadors. What's going to happen when Cal or Stanford has to go and play in the ACC or the Big West or the Mountain West or the WAC or the MAC or whatever they're called? This is so greedy of these schools. All they want is TV money, even though they have billions of dollars in endowments, billions of dollars coming in through tuitions, also via donations of their alumni. And now we're going to see Stanford or Cal, two of the great institutions of all time, playing against Boise State. date. It's a shame. It's a travesty. It's a calumny. And I just wanted to say before I leave right now to beat the traffic
you're not leaving
that
yet.
It's terrible.
Fred's got a comment on it
and
first.
You know something, Mike? We agree it's terrible. And as you're getting into the right-hand lane, maybe bear to the right because
he's not leaving.
Because we were midweek here, and it's not good.
All right. Thank you very much, folks.
All right. There he goes. Thank you to Mike Gary for handling all that. It's very good. Okay, so we got the Pac-12. This is the last hurrah, and it's greed. It's what happens all the time, Fred.
Well, what's interesting is there's not a lot of people in the sports media, in the sports industry, stamping their foot down and saying, this is a complete travesty. What is great for a league isn't necessarily great for a sport.
Exactly. And that's why, Diane, you opened up a hornet's nest here. Diane McLean, she's from Portland, Oregon, and she wanted to know what our thoughts were on the Pac-12. I say keep the damn thing together. You know, what's going to be happening? This is crazy. John says hello from Pleasantville. He says, it sounds like maybe Superman lived in that town. It's the only reason why I'm on Facebook is the Fred Dreyer Show. How about that?
Hey, all right.
And Lori says hello from Iowa, hanging out with my... Oh, hanging out with her mama. I thought with her man. It's her mama. Okay. All right. So we got to take a quick break here, come back with more. We got a lot more to talk about. That was totally unexpected, but very good on our part to bring our distaste for the dissolving of what is going to be the Pac-12.
This is going to be a travesty that you're not going to believe, and nobody that I have heard from yet in football is sticking up for it. That's because all of them are on the take with sports, ESPN and Fox and everybody else.
Money, money, money. Stay away from it. The evil. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Stand by, everybody. Bulletin. You hear the bulletin going on? That's our bulletin theme. Okay, here's the bulletin coming to us from our, well, we have here our show valedictorian, Pamela. She has brought through on our chat room on Facebook Live a big bulletin for you, Fred Dreyer, starting September 16th. Get TV will be showcasing Hunter absolutely free. It's a free network streaming for you.
16th?
On the 16th, Saturday and Sunday episode. Set the DVR, Fred. Roll it out. We're going to tape all these from episode one right on through.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. I've got an answer.
September 16th and the 17th?
Starting on September 16th, every Saturday and Sunday. So the first one's going to be on the 16th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4 Central. And I'm sure they have two satellite feeds, so it's probably 5 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 4 p.m. Central. And it's going to be on Get TV.
Is that just one show?
Saturday and Sunday. It's two episodes every week on the weekend, Saturday
and Sunday.
Well,
you know, they brought it back. They moved it out of Get TV. They moved it off of Everyday Play to Weekend.
And they got complaints, probably from all of you on this show calling into them.
I'd like to know that.
Yeah. I've been watching Start TV as well. They've got that Covert Affairs. That's a pretty good show. They have a lot of you should be on that TV network as well. That's a good one. Start TV. But right now it's on Get. We'll take it, and I know it's on Peacock. You can stream them there, and I think you can get it on Amazon Prime.
Well, Get TV is my station.
Yeah, it's your favorite, right?
That's my favorite.
Here's the deal, Fred. Why don't you get together with your agent, me, and put together a package of promos for Get TV. This is Hunter. This is Fred Dreyer. I play Hunter. Watch Get TV.
Well,
what do you think?
As an agent.
And take Balance 7.
As an agent, you should make sure that you're contacting these.
Oh, I will.
This Get TV and propose it.
I've already got some feelers into the Dodgers for you because you're strapping a right-hander to really follow up a little bit and take over for Julio Urias, who has been...
So there's an opening then.
Cornhole on the team, just to throw it out. We'll get to that story. Let's stay with football and stay with college football for a second because I was in Colorado Springs and it's amazing. Fred, our buddy Howard Price is up there and he's a big Oklahoma fan, but he's kind of like in Colorado because Deion Sanders is the coach there at the University of Colorado, the head coach. And apparently when he got there, he had a meeting with the staff and with the team. He says, you guys don't want to win. You don't have the wherewithal to do what I'm going to tell you to do. Get the hell out. And some people left and they won their first game. And it's pretty good. I think he's going to do well in there, the Buffaloes there at Colorado.
So you liked his Spartan-like.
I like that.
His effort to motivate these kids.
Let me ask you a question. You played football. You were had. I know about your college career.
Don't
but
in, stick that on me.
But in the pros, you had a lot of different coaches when you were on the Rams.
Yeah.
How does a coach, when he comes into a new franchise, cultivate leadership? How does he get you to follow him after you've been used to doing somebody else?
Well, first of all, at growing up as a young boy. I had leadership in the home from my father, and then I had leadership out in the ball field with coaches. And
very important because, you know, Larry Elder, our buddy, says the lack of the fathers in the family causes a problem in upbringing the kid.
Yeah, so as I got older, you know, I didn't quite have the leadership from my father that I would like to have had. So I looked to the coaches to coach me. And once I growing up within the sport is very critical. I grew up and realized that my success is geared toward my performances and how I studied and how I played the game. And I realized if I could play the game at the highest level, I would create a a buzz on the team where people would say, hey, this guy is a pretty good player for just coming into his own there on the sports side of things. But now he's one of the leaders of the team, and the team decides that, not the coach.
Spot on, Fred. This is what Deion Sanders said. He, after Colorado pulled off that, it was, I think it's 45-42 upset over number 17 TCU. And this is what Deion Sanders said. He says, they, meaning the players, have seen that, hey, man, all we have to do is win. You see all the attention that we're getting? That has registered now, Deion said. He said, these young men, they know now that if we just ball out, we're going to get the love that we desire, and that's all they want. They want attention, focus, a little love and light, and nothing wrong with that as long as they use it in the right way.
Well, that's correct. You make your own power base. And once you do that, once you realize that when you go out on the football field or the baseball diamond, whatever it is, once you go out and establish yourself as an individual within the team structure, you're on your way.
Deion Sanders, Colorado, the team, the Buffaloes, rewarded with a number 22 spot in this week's AP Top 25 after their victory over my team, the TCU Horned Frogs. I like their name, the Horned Frogs.
And it's a witty, it's a witty bit of business that you just shared this with us.
They did, and they wanted to be called the Mike Horned Frogs, but I said no, just call them the Horned Frogs.
They would like to interview them, but they couldn't get you mic'd up.
Thank you, Fred. Give one to Fred.
Thank you.
Here's one. Now, another topic. Here we got Caleb Williams. His dad says that Caleb could return to USC depending on who has the number one pick. This is the dad of Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams, who says the Southern Cal, he's the quarterback, as you know, for USC. He might stay in school another year, especially if they don't like who has the number one pick in the 2024 draft.
NFL draft,
yeah. So Williams is going to be the odds-on favorite to be picked first. The last two Heisman winners, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, coached by USC head coach Lincoln Riley, have each gone first overall in the draft. That's, I think, when he was with Oklahoma part of the time. So Caleb says, I've always been able to choose the team that I've played on, and then everything's been scheduled for me. But now, going into this next part of my career, it's weird because it's so uncertain. You don't know anything. You can't control anything but you and how you act. That's honestly the weirdest part for me, is the uncertainty. So you, Fred Dreyer, controlled this years ago when you signed with the New York Giants. How do you control your destiny as a guy coming out of college going into the pros?
Well, he's already established his worth in college.
Okay.
He's on his way to having a great college career last year and this year. He's got one more year of eligibility left, does Caleb. Well, how is he going to use that to get to the next level, and what is he going to be, what's his message? The message to pro football is, just because you want to draft me doesn't mean you can and doesn't mean I'll go where I'm drafted. So he has to make sure that he's going to be running his own boat. He's not asking anybody to steer it for him. He's not asking anybody to make sure that he gets what he deserves. He'll do that through negotiations, but he's also going to do it by having a representation, his father, people he trusts.
Exactly.
And once that all comes into shape, he'll be good to go.
Here's what his dad said, because the headline was Caleb Williams' dad said the son could return to USC depending on who has NFL's number one pick. Here's the dad says, the funny thing about the NFL draft process is he'd almost be better off not being drafted than being drafted first. He said the system is completely backwards. The way the system is constructed, you go to the worst possible situation, the worst possible team, the worst organization in the league because of their desire for league parity, meaning the NFL.
They don't have the coaches in these terrible teams. They just don't have the coaching staff.
Yep. He says they get the first pick, so it's the gift and the curse. So he says his kid might play another year in college.
The most important thing, you ask Archie Manning, you ask his son, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, you ask all the Mannings you can think of, and you
know them all.
And we know them all. And you make sure that you're being influenced and taught the pro game the right way. There's three or four, if that, but there's three or four real, real good head coaches and good staffs. Frisco's got a great staff, as does the other teams that are ready, yeah, to get a new quarterback and break them into their offense. And if you don't do it the right way, you'll get murdered, literally.
You will. You know all the Mannings, including Manny Manning from Pep Boys, Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Manny Manning.
Yeah.
And this is a true story, though.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
You played with Peyton and Eli Manning's dad, and you were bouncing those kids on your knee, weren't you, when you were hanging out with Archie?
That's right. I was at Archie's house in New Orleans, and I had Peyton come running into the living room and jumped up on me, and I told him stories of the Wild West.
I'm sure you did. And didn't Peyton walk up to you and say hi to you as around? And so we should see if we get him on here to talk about that. That'd be fun.
Well, at the right time, yeah, sure.
Maybe we have a contest here. One lucky listener gets to sit on your knee, see what it's like to be told the Wild West story.
Yeah, I know one thing. It will not be you.
I'm sure it won't. Ooh. Ladies, get ready to sign up. We'll be back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and business reports printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets for my business.
Your presentations and booklets will be in captivating color, beautifully bound, and will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. And right now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing on orders of $40 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end. We call him a sultan, the sultan of safeties.
Yes, please
Two
do.
Safeties please in do. One game in the same quarter. I think the anniversary that's coming up this October, am I right?
Yes, exactly right.
Jim Delgazzo and Scott Hunter.
Yes, very
Two
good.
Two different quarterbacks he nailed in the same quarter. This you need to be in the Hall of Fame. We're going to get you in there. That is something that, come on, that record will never be broken. I'm sorry.
You know, I'll tell you, I think that I saw Delgazzo and Scott Hunter, you know, on TV, but
about
6 months ago.
Yeah,
and I think they have whiplash from those two.
You think so?
From the two sacks?
Could you tell?
Yeah,
they were kind of like walking with their head bowed down. They every once in a while get a quirk.
Yeah, every once in a while they do a backflip.
Did you hurt one of them badly enough that he had to go out of the game so they brought in? Was it Delgazzo that you took down first?
Yeah, he was staggering.
And then Scott Hunter second? Boy, if they would have taken somebody else.
No, Scott Hunter was first.
Oh, he was first. You took him out.
Oh, don't make that mistake. Oh, jeez.
No, that,
oh, boy.
Then Scott thinks that Delgazzo started the game. No, so you took Hunter out. And they bring in Delgazzo. If they would have gone third string, man, no telling what you would have done in that same quarter.
Oh, that if they would have.
You would have picked him up and carried him down the field, dumped him in the end zone.
I would have given it like the wheelbarrow race. I would have pushed him all over the field.
Yeah. It's a true story. You look it up. Fred Dreyer, all pro defensive end. That's the legend. Anybody out there do songs? Come on, let's get a legend song for Fred. And that's just half the legend.
They called him Sultan.
He was the man. Scott Hunter saw him coming. He couldn't stand.
He said, "Look out, Scott. I think it's the Sultan."
Jim Delgazzo became Hazo when Fred Dreyer came his way. Fred threw his shoulder into his solar plexus. And we all remember the day Fred Dreyer was a man.
Oh, God.
At the end of this episode lies a big, big man.
A real big man.
Big, bad Fred.
Sultan.
And we haven't been drinking at all during this show. We've cut it out totally.
I might have had a little bit, but I'm not.
You and I are doing acupuncture, and it seems to be working.
I'm graduating up to the one big needle. Right
is that
between,
what it is?
Right between
don't
the
tell eyes. Me. I don't want to hear it.
Right,
let's just go back.
Right.
No, not there. Let's
just
go.
Like this. Look at my photo. Right, it's right there, just like
that's
that.
Perfect. Boing. All right, so now going back to our chat room here, if I can see with my tearing eyes here. So the memories that we have here.
And oh, they're wonderful memories, Mike.
Rachel's a college football fan. She says her favorite NFL football team, Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Her favorite SEC college football team is the Atlanta Crimson Tide. Oh, boy.
Who?
The Crimson Tide.
Did
oh, Alabama.
Did Atlanta?
I say
Atlanta?
I told you my eyes are teary. Oh. Alabama Crimson Tide. Yeah, it's
you
like,
want to take a break?
It's a mediocre team.
Should we go to a break?
Yes. And Martine says Cape Canaveral, Detroit native, love the big house. Is that Michigan?
That's house? Michigan, so yeah. As far as I know.
What's the horseshoe?
That's the big horseshoe.
The
That's
big
Ohio State.
It's Ohio State. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so let's get into it.
San Diego State's new stadium
is
Snapdragon Stadium.
Snapdragon.
Yeah, it's a pretty good name.
Did you plant any of the flowers that are out there?
It's all Snapdragons, oddly enough.
Okay, here's a little factoid for you this year. 73.5 million Americans are going to bet on the NFL this year.
Ooh.
1 in 4 Americans could bet on the NFL this season. They're saying 28% of all the adult population expected to bet. They estimate 57.7% of an increase from the results of the survey last year. So it's an example of the rapid growth of the sport. Save your money, people. Come
well,
on.
I tell you, I've got that information right here, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Angels, let's get some baseball news. Apparently.
Are we done with this piece of paper?
Yeah.
Can I dump
Unless you have another comment.
Can I dump it?
No, just whatever you want to do.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the Supreme Court made a decision. Just over 1% of the U.S. population had access to legal sports books. 5 years later, over half of the U.S. lives in the jurisdiction with legal betting.
Yep.
A percentage that continues to grow.
It's very true. Very, very true. All right. Now, we got to talk about the Angels first off. They traded, you know, free...
What?
All those free agents, I mean, all those people that they cut loose.
Yeah,
and they got rid of like 7 of the players over there. Just
who'd they
put them on waivers.
They traded
tons of them.
They
they got them and then they got rid of them.
Lutani, what's his name?
No, Shohei Ohtani is still
Shohei.
On the team. But what happened is, they might be saving money. Apparently, Shohei Ohtani, you know, he burnt out his arm, so he's still batting but not pitching and is going to have surgery. And they had the team photo for the Angels that they're going to sell to you. And he wasn't there, so they got somebody that's 6'4" in their
Front
office.
That's excellent.
To be a placeholder.
That's an excellent adjustment.
But by the time the picture comes out, they say Shohei will be in there because they'll Photoshop him.
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to flip the photo negative.
Yeah.
They're going to flip the photo negative.
It's coming, folks.
And
it's coming.
And he's now throwing left-handed. So there's no sense there's no sense of having an operation.
Isn't he a left-hander?
Well, no.
I can't remember.
No.
Anyway, and he's not using
Well, if
hand.
He is, we're going to flip
him
around.
Flip it the other way again. Okay.
Exactly.
So here's this guy, Julio Urias, one of the great pitchers on the Dodgers, but not too bright. And this guy is in his contract year. They say he could have made as much as $200 million. Last year, he had an ERA of 2.16. It's 4-something now, 4.60. He's 11-8. But these teams are nuts. They'll spend $1 million to do whatever. The Padres were going to go for him. Everybody was going to make a push for him. They figured he was going to get $200 million or more. This guy, what is he, beat up on his wife or something at a soccer game? And
his
now
girlfriend
it's his second,
slash wife.
Yeah, it's his second domestic violence charge. This guy's done. I think he's done with baseball. Fred,
well,
what's your thoughts
Well, you know
here?
Something? Rather than him being done with baseball, I think baseball's done with him.
Yeah.
How are you going to, in the face of staring at the truth of the situation, how can you allow
Trevor Bauer, who was on the Dodgers,
and
was found innocent. No charges
That's
were pressed
right.
against him, but he was under the slapping somebody around.
Yeah, but the powers that be want Julio to survive this. Will he? It all depends on the. It all depends on how
the
women of America.
Yes, that's right.
How do they rally around him, or how do they attack him?
Here's the deal. He's on administrative leave. Really? He's on wife-beating charges is what you should say. It's not administrative leave.
They just can't pay him his money.
This guy's got a felony. He's booked for felony domestic violence.
But they are going to pay him his money. Is that right?
Here's my problem with this, Fred. You know, you should write these contracts up. The major league team should be smart enough that if you get a domestic violence thing and you're not able to pitch, you don't get paid.
Well... That's the
screw the contract.
Well, that's the power of Major League Baseball because ownership wants great. What if you have a great pitcher like Julio and Hershiser and all of these guys? You know what if you have those guys now saying, you know, I want my money. And he said, well, I'm sorry, but the rules say that you pounded your wife in the head on the picnic.
Terrible.
We can't give you any money. and they're going to complain about it, and they're going to sue, and then they're going to give in. Major League Baseball will give in to that.
You know, if the Dodgers don't watch it, because, you know, and I'm a lifelong Dodger fan. I love the Dodgers. But they might have an all-inmate pitching staff. If they're not careful here, they got two already. Inmate number three coming in, and you can talk about wanted for domestic violence. This is terrible stuff. You need to get this stuff out of the game of baseball. And a player, if he's got an agent, the agent should be smart enough to sit the guy down if he's a hothead and say, listen, this is your contract year. You get through this, you can get a deal for $200 million, maybe more. Just stay clean, pal. That's all you got to do. And instead, this happens. Yeah, and now the Dodgers are screwed up going into the playoffs. They don't have Urias, won't pitch for him over there.
No, he's a mental case now.
I'm telling you, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, this is what they're stuck with. And I agree. You notice that because of this clause, let's see, where is that clause?
Well, you got to look on page 933 of the contract. You made notes in there.
Joint domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy.
Yeah.
They've got it now institutionalized into the contract.
Between Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players
Association.
That's
right. They all agreed to it. So you know that at least I'm going to get paid if I punch my girlfriend out.
Yeah. And they refrain from further comment until it's gone through. Now, Dave Roberts, our buddy, this guy, he's one of the great managers, and he just said, I was shocked. Everyone was in an extremely unfortunate circumstance for everyone, and so that's it. That's all he can say. However, one of the bigger news things here, and this is going to affect you going to the game because I saw you trying to order tickets, the Dodgers have scrapped the upcoming Julio Urias bobblehead night for the 21st.
No.
It's been cut.
I had a space on my
you were in the reserve section
TV, on top of my TV.
Unbelievable.
For Julio.
You know, we make fun of this, but it's not fun. It's like ridiculous, everybody. I'm telling you. And baseball should throw these guys off the team and not pay them. Put that in the contracts. Get it in there before you sign the guy.
Did they pay Bauer?
Yeah. And they had to pay him his whole contract, even when he wasn't pitching.
Really?
That's why some people say, well, maybe he could go out there and pitch again. And I was one of those guys that said, hey, he didn't get charged with anything. But nope, Dodgers, just because of the backlash with fans and with other players on the team, cleaned it up right away and dumped the guy out of the clubhouse. And there you go. I don't know. He's in South Korea pitching. I don't even know what his record is. He could be having a stellar year, but nobody cares. He's in South Korea. So that's crazy stuff.
Do you think he's getting shirts made?
I don't know. I don't know, Fred. Huh? All I know is football season is starting. Who do you think we should watch out for this year? Anybody? I mean, you can't really tell from the preseason because nobody plays hard or difficultly or whatever. So, but do you have anybody that you think is going to be pretty well together? I think the Rams are going to have a tough year this year, your alma mater.
Oh, you want to talk about football?
Yeah.
Is there anybody on the Rams that you think could possibly pound his girlfriend here this year?
Oh, I don't want. Hey, let me ask you a question. Seriously,
yeah.
You guys are known as big bruiser kind of stuff, muscular guys on football.
So. I don't think so.
I never heard of any of this going down in football. I mean, I'm sure it does, but you got your policies there, and they seem to sweep that under the rug. When you played, did you know of anybody that was
No.
I mean, these guys are real tough, muscular guys over there, and you would think you get hot-headed. But it's like in baseball, you watch a guy play, and you, as a fan, you go, I don't like this team. They're playing against my Dodgers. And then you see them talking to each other on first base, and you realize, all right, it is a business. It is a game.
Yeah, they don't
May
care.
The best team win.
They don't care.
Well, I do. I want the Dodgers
to
win.
Well, that's too bad. You don't have enough money to care.
No, but I still care.
Do you?
Deep down here,
yeah,
I care.
You see, I let it go.
Yeah,
we'll
see.
I think I'm going to take you out.
The Braves are going to be a tough game to beat in the playoffs, I'll tell you.
I'm going to take you out for a drink.
And watch out for the Orioles, too. The O's are looking pretty good this year.
I haven't heard anything about them this year.
Our producer, Jeremy Dayton, is an Orioles fanatic.
That doesn't mean anything.
All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Got a couple of questions on your Hunter career, so stand
Who,
by.
Who, me?
You. Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget to email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Time to get into a question here. Pam writes in, and on the show Hunter, yes. Fred, you were always, it yes. seemed like, looking at your watch.
I was always wanted to know what time it was.
I always wanted. What was the deal? Why were you doing that? What was your comments on that? Do you still wear a watch? Do you still look at your watch? You wore it back then. Do you do it now? What's the deal?
No, I see. Go back. Just go back to the next photo. There's people watching this, aren't there?
Well, as radio people listening, we're going to post all of Fred's watch pictures at thefreddreyershow.com. Do you still wear a watch? I don't see one on you do the
show. I could keep telling people. I'm the Flavor Flav of the LAPD.
Yeah, I'm telling you, all the time, it's like you're ready to arrest somebody, you're out in the wilderness, you're looking at your watch, you're checking the time.
Because I'm double parked.
Come on, looking all the time. Now, there's a picture here of you and the lovely Stephanie Kramer. And
which one
there's
is
a tweet from Texas Sports 19. He says, reminiscing with my old high school crush, Stephanie Kramer, watching Hunter. Why can't TV series be like this anymore? I like you too, at Fred Dreyer, but not like that.
Like what?
Like that. He likes Stephanie Kramer. She's beautiful.
Well, she should.
James McCarthy has tweeted out. He says, the woman on the next table has called her kid Hunter, and all I can think of is Fred Dreyer.
Who's that? That guy said
that's
that?
Another guy. It's a James who sent that into you.
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
I don't know what to say there, James.
People seem to like you. That's all I got to say. Well, hey, check your watch right now. I think we're out of time.
What kind of show is it where I am running around the jungle holding a baby.
I don't know.
What the hell is that?
But there it is, and you check and you watch. Fred, no. What time is it now? Okay, time to say goodbye. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
See, I use these scenes in the watch to help her navigate where we're going.
Exactly. That's exactly what you should be doing. It's, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can check him out by emailing him at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Well, you know, they're not final. I keep chewing on ideas I have, and one of these days I'm gonna get one going.
I'm sorry, Fred, we're out of time. We'll talk to everybody next week.